So now that the Raspberry Pi 500 is out, and I hope you've seen my review here on this channel, I want to do a comparison between the Raspberry Pi 400 and the Raspberry Pi 500. There's a difference in specification, but there's also a difference in price. Which is the best one for you? If you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so let's dive into the differences between the Pi 400 and the Pi 500. Keyboards are slightly different. For example, you had a numpad keyboard which was accessible via the function key on the Pi 400. You don't get that on the Pi 500. There's a dedicated power key on the Pi 500 rather than there being one that you access via the function key on the Pi 400. The scroll lock LED has been removed on the Pi 500. It's now replaced by a programmable LED, and there is no longer a numlock key because you no longer have that number pad as we just mentioned. Performance, of course, is where you'll see the biggest difference between these two systems. You're going from a quad-core Cortex A72 running at 1.8 gigahertz up to a quad-core Cortex A76, so talking different generations, A76 of course better, and a bump in clock speed now 2.4 gigahertz. Equally, there's a generational bump in the GPU. The newer GPU supports newer graphics APIs, so for example, Vulkan 1.2. Both systems do support dual 4K displays. However, if you're running two displays on the Pi 400, they have to be running at 30 frames a second, whereas you get 60 frames a second on the Pi 500. Of course, the Pi 400 had H.264 and H.265 hardware decoding built into it. On the new Pi, because it's the same with the Pi 5, you only get 4K H.265 decode, and H.264 decode is done in software. 4 gigs of RAM, again, big boost here in terms of RAM. 4 gigs of RAM in the Pi 400, 8 gigs of RAM, faster RAM too, in the Pi 500. When it comes to the Wi-Fi, basically you get the same kind of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth in both systems. Both have micro SD cards for running the operating system. However, you can access faster micro SD cards with the Pi 500. You've got two USB 3 ports on the Pi 400. However, they only support 4 gigabits per second shared between all the ports. Whereas on the Pi 500, because of that new design of the Pi 5, which has been integrated, you get two USB ports which support simultaneously 5 gigabits per second across each individual port. So a big improvement in the USB speed. Another USB 2 port, gigabit Ethernet. Same thing, you've got the power via USB-C. However, you need more power with the Pi 500 because you need more power with the Raspberry Pi 5. You've still got the 40-pin header, just like you've got on every Pi almost, and you can access that, but it's horizontal now, coming out the back of the keyboard, exactly the same between the two, and you've now got that programmable LED on the Pi 500, something you didn't have on the Pi 400. So quickly, just to highlight those differences, CPU performance difference, better in the Pi 500, of course, better GPU in the Pi 500, more RAM in the Pi 500. So better CPU, better GPU, and more RAM. And then there's that ability to run two 4K displays at 60 hertz. And also you've got that improved I/O performance because of that RP1 I/O controller chip that you found in the Pi 5, which improves significantly the USB 3 speeds and also those micro SD card speeds. Having said all that, the Pi 500 does require a bigger power supply. What does that mean in terms of pricing? Well, you could pick up a Pi 400, the main unit only, no SD card, no power supply, no cables, for $60. If you wanted the Pi 400 kit, which gives you a 16 gigabyte SD card, USB power supply, mouse, HDMI cable, and a beginner's guide, you'd pay $100. Now the Pi 500, you pay $90 for just the base unit, but now you do get the Pi branded SD card with the pre-installed version of Raspberry Pi OS, and it's a 32 gigabyte card. So you're getting the base unit and an SD card now. And if you want that same kit with the power supply and the mouse and the cable and the beginner's guide, then you now pay $120. Okay, so there you have it, the Raspberry Pi 400 versus the Raspberry Pi 500. Will you be getting the new 500? Do you already have a 400? Love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. My name's Gary Sims, this is Gary Explains. I really hope you did enjoy this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. And if you like these kinds of videos, then stick around by subscribing to the channel. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.